Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCNS Clothing Co. Limited Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anant Daga, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call to discuss operational and financial performance for the quarter. I'm joined by Amit, our CFO, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. First of all, we wish you a very happy festive season. We hope you all had a joyful celebration with your family and friends and claimed back a part of life which was being missed last couple of years. While Amit can share detailed financials, let me share key highlights of Q2 and H1 and our perspective on the emerging market situation. As we had laid out, our focus this year is on building growth momentum. I'm happy to share that in Q2 we have achieved our highest ever quarterly sales. Overall, the company revenue grew 46% year-on-year and 27% sequentially over Q1 FY23 to clock 351 crores for the quarter. A key milestone this quarter has been the number of EBOs launched. In line with our aggressive store expansion plan, we opened a gross of 41 stores in this quarter and 32 on net basis, which again has been the highest ever store opening in a quarter for us. This season also saw us investing in brand building after a hiatus of 2 years. Both W and Aurelia launched comprehensive 360-degree campaigns straddling digital, retail, influencer, and partner tiers. We have significantly upped our marketing investment, which will reinforce our brand's market leadership position. Coming to the performance highlights of Q2 FY23, we are seeing resurgence in the overall women's ethnic wear market, both year-on-year and sequentially over last quarter. The women's ethnic wear category has seen strong recovery, except North, where it still lags. Overall for us, offline channel grew by 60% over last year. Aurelia led the growth, aided by a strong product range and comprehensive marketing campaigns. Talking about EBO channel expansion, in this quarter we opened 32 stores on a net basis to reach a total count of 648. In addition to these 32 stores, we have upgraded another 5 stores under Project Rise initiative, taking the tally of Project Rise stores to 25. As we shared earlier, given the rapid evolving experience expectations of the Indian consumers, Project Rise initiative is helping us tap into existing demand in some of the most critical and important markets across the country. This quarter also saw opening of 11 EBO stores, taking the total count to 32. As shared earlier, we would be tracking the performance of these stores and accelerate 11 store expansion thereafter. Overall, all brands put together, we are well on our target to open 100+ stores on net basis this year. We have a strong pipeline of new stores, and going forward, all brands put together, each quarter should see 25-30 store additions on net basis. In LFS channel, we added 57 doors, taking the total count to about 2479. Overall, LFS numbers continue to be impacted since one of the largest partners still not functional. MBO channel continues to grow well and scaled up to 2.7x over Q2 last year. Overall, it has been heartening to see the offline channels bouncing back after a prolonged COVID impact, and we should see them build thereon. Coming to online channel, one of the key objectives has been to build a strong own website B2C business. We are happy to share that our own website has grown ahead of other channels and is now contributing to a quarter of total online sales. On marketplaces outright business front, our primary sales continue to lag behind the secondary, and hence the reported numbers are looking lower than actual consumer sales on secondary basis. Of late, we are also seeing discounting and acquisition costs increasing across online channels, We are committed to building a profitable online business as well as balancing out growth opportunities and cost metrics in the near future. Talking about the new forays, in the monsoon festive 22 season, we have rolled out comprehensive product range for each of the forays. Driven by healthy consumer acceptance, new forays are scaling up rapidly, and we are well on track to reach our stated target of 100 crore ARR at consumer sales by the end of the year. All in all, we continue to build on all the key initiatives and focus areas for the year. Now, I would request Amit to share key financial highlights for the quarter.
Thanks, Anand. Good evening, everyone. I will be giving you an update on our financial performance in Q2 and H1 FY23. I will start with the Q2 performance. Our Q2 revenue was Rs. 351 crores, which is a growth of 27% over Q1 FY23 revenues of 276 crores and a growth of 46% over our Q2 FY22 revenues of Rs. 239 crores. Our gross margin for the quarter was 67.3% versus 62.7% in Q2 of FY22. As we have mentioned earlier, we should see this metric in conjunction with selling and distribution expenses and other overheads, as every channel has its own nuance in terms of revenue recognition, gross margin percentage, and costs reflecting in selling and distribution expenses or other overheads. Accordingly, based on the channel mix, these metrics could vary in a range from quarter to quarter. For Q2, the company generated a positive EBITDA of Rs. 47.9 crores versus Rs. 38 crores in Q1 FY23 and Rs. 45 crores in Q2 of FY22. PBT for the quarter was Rs. 10.1 crores versus a PBT of Rs. 2.6 crores in Q1 and Rs. 14.1 crores in Q2 of last financial year. PAT for the quarter was Rs. 7.6 crores versus 2.4 crores in Q1 and Rs. 11.1 crores in Q2 of last financial year. We have zero rental concession in Q2 this year versus Rs. 17 crores of rental concession that we recognized in Q2 of last financial year. During the quarter, the company added 32 exclusive brand stores, taking the store count to 648 stores. We have added 57 point of sales in LFS channel, taking the doors count to 2479. Speaking of our performance in H1, the revenues were 627 crores versus Rs. 333 crores in H1 of last financial year. It's a growth of 88%. EBITDA in H1 this year was Rs. 85.8 crores versus Rs. 24.7 crores last year. PBT in H1 was Rs. 12.7 crores versus a loss of Rs. 35 crores last year. We are now open to questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong addition in the EBO network. Sir, I just wanted to check if you can, we have sort of invested strongly in the inventory and we have made some new launches under both W Aurelia and Wishful. So just wanted to check if you could share some thoughts on the festive traction that has gone by during Diwali as well as post that.
Yeah, so if you look at the festive traction, Aurelia has seen a strong recovery. So barring North, it has been ahead of the pre-COVID numbers. North still is slightly behind, so that's where Aurelia is. Compared to Aurelia and W, we had some product challenges and there were particular silos which we had optimized for maintaining the MRPs closer to pre-COVID, closer to earlier season levels. W has tracked slightly slower than Aurelia. So this is between the two brands. In terms of new, in terms of Wishful, it is in line with the earlier levels where it was. In terms of new product categories, 11 has shown great traction in LFS and SISs, so that we are gearing up. Footwear, jewelry, cosmetics continue to contribute strongly in the stores where they were launched. So that is also building out well.
Got it. And this Aurelia has been at pre-COVID level. So this is on like-to-like basis, or it is for the overall? My question is, is it on a larger store base that we have seen like-to-like performance, or is it on a per store level that Aurelia has recovered to pre-COVID level?
So sure. So let me just explain it again. So on a like-to-like basis, barring North, Aurelia has been ahead of pre-COVID numbers in all other regions, even on like-to-like basis.
Okay.
In North, the recovery has been slightly lower, but if you take all regions put together, Aurelia has still been ahead. WB had certain product issues because of which it has lagged the recovery. So there were certain costs which we took because, you know, when you were building the monsoon festive range, the fabric prices were all-time high. In order to optimize, you know, the cost increases, we took some calls, which unfortunately didn't work as well. So there's a lag there.
Got it. And so we have seen a significant increase in the working capital. Do you expect it to normalize by the year end? How is your expectation on that front?
Yeah, so if you remember last time, we were building up inventory for the festive season, and we have tried to be ahead of the curve because there were a lot of disruption in the supply chain overall in the industry. So there's a lot of build-up that you see today. Inventories by year-end should look better. This is for the festive build-up.
Got it. And on 11th, store additions have increased, and you have been mentioning that once we achieve a desired unit metric in this format, and we will sort of ramp up the store addition. So just wanted to check your thoughts on what extent have we been able to achieve the unit metrics we were looking for.
So see, if you remember last time also we mentioned that, you know, we opened about 20 odd stores, and then we took some learnings from there, about 17, 18 stores. And most of these stores, the new stores that we have added, has been added over the last couple of months. So I think we still need to see next 3-4 months. First signs are that these stores are doing better than the first lot, but let one season play out there. In LFS and all, we have already seen good traction, and that's it.
Got it. Thanks a lot for taking my questions. I'll get back in the queue for more questions.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone.
Transcript my name, you have
any? Sorry, your voice is not very clear.
We take the next question from the line of Mr. Saurav Patwa from Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, good evening. Thanks for taking the question. Just one, what you mentioned in the previous response to the previous question,
your line is not clear, sir. There's a lot of background noise from your line.
One second.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So just wanted to understand, when you say that W had some issues with respect to product optimization. So was it related to product design, or was it related to the pricing of the product because of which you couldn't optimize the product?
No, so there was no design concern. In fact, if you look at the space, some of the best-selling articles were our jumpsuits and rakhas and all that we have launched. So
okay.
Design, there was not an issue. What we did was, you know, we used some man-made fabrics, and we used some value addition techniques, which were more optimization for cost.
Okay.
Finally, when the product came, I think the trials remained high, but somewhere the conversions dropped in these particular silos. It's not that the entire range had an issue. It was a part of the range, and clearly the issue was the fabric value addition combination and not design process. So while this has happened and it's impacted our numbers somewhat in this season, the good thing is we exactly know what the problem is, and going forward, it's getting solved for.
Okay, so essentially the impact would be more, so could be this quarter's numbers, when we see the margins, could have been better had not been for these issues?
Yes, so if you look at brand level performance, if you even look at quarter one W was leading the pack in terms of SSG recovery. This season,
right,
there is a gap between Aurelia and W. If W would have recovered not for these issues, obviously you would have seen a much better profitability and sales.
Okay. And the second question would be that, see, we have a large number of EPOs also, and since the Diwali festive season was in Q3, so a pickup in revenue would be more towards Q3 also. Will that be fair things to assume?
You are comparing this with this season, sorry?
Sorry?
You are talking about year on year,
yes,
or are you talking about previous quarter?
Exactly. So year in year, even from Q2, because the wholesale revenue would have already come in Q2, but the revenue from the EBO side, where you own your own store, where the stores are owned, that would come in Q3. Would that be a fair understanding?
Yeah, so secondary sales would be higher in Q3, while the primary billings would be higher in Q2. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Varun Singh from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, two questions. First, on the online business. So, you mentioned that 25% is the share that we expect from online business. And 60% of the business is from D2C channel. So just wanted to understand that, do you think that this increasing revenue contribution from online, because I think the percentage of revenue in our case is over-indexed compared to other online, other apparel retail company that we could see in India, I mean, in the listed space that we look at. So how do you kind of look at this number as more of an opportunity or more of a threat? Because there is so much of intense competition in the online space.
So Varun, first of all, the contribution from total online business is about 16%. So it's not 25 of total business, it's 16. 25% is on our brand websites. So see, what is happening is, over last couple of years, a lot of marketplaces are also moving away from, you know, B2B model to B2C. And there has been an alignment which we had done, you know, in the Q4 of last year. But since then, also a couple of players have again become, you know, more D2C focused than what they were. So this is that alignment with those guys, wherein, you know, primary and secondary sales gap exists. In terms of overall business, we are at 15%. I think, you know, what we have mentioned in the past also, growing this channel by 20-25% on secondary sales basis should be sustainable. There could be some quarters wherein, you know, you can see a lower growth and all, depending upon what the earlier base was. But that kind of growth should come. So overall, our percentages are about 16 and not 25. So I think there's quite a room for growth.
Okay, Anand sir, so 15% is overall contribution. But I'm sorry, I do not understand that in the PPT we mentioned that in FY23, 25% share from online business is expected. So what is this 25% number, sir?
You know, if you're listening to the presentation, we are talking about the share of brand website being 25% of the online sales. That's one part. Second, as Anand mentioned,
yes.
So there is always be a lack of primary, secondary, and we have mentioned, you know, secondary.
I think this is a confusion. So a lot of you understood. The confusion was, it's not 25% of total business, it is 25% of online
sales. Of the online business.
Correct.
And said the 60% from D2C. How should we understand this number, sir? D2C contributing 60% of online?
So again, if you look at it, about 2 years back, almost 100% of the business was B2B, which was business-to-business outright model. And there has been a continuous shift. So last year, the D2C number in the total, which is, you know, sell from our own website or in marketplaces directly, where inventory is ours, we hold the inventory. That number has now come to 60%, over 60% of total business. And that's the shift we were talking about. As we move forward, I think there's a lot of inclination from various portals also to move more towards D2C model.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, my second question is on our overall revenue recovery. Sir, do you think that we have taken more than expected time to reach pre-COVID levels of revenue? And sir, why do we think that it is taking more time for us compared to like competition or other players?
No. Varun, if you look at our segment particularly, I think if you look at brand-wise performance, Aurelia has recovered well ahead in market. In fact, in a lot of partner channels, we would have also gained a lot of market share out there. W, because of an inherent problem which was pertinent to a part of the collection, definitely has recovered lower than what the overall market is. That is where I think market is recovering well on ethnic wear front, and once we have this particular issue behind us, even W should come back strongly.
Okay, sir. So, in Q3, we should expect much more strong performance in W.
See, what happens, Varun, is unfortunately it's a seasonal business. For W, Q3 also would continue to be slightly impacted. This entire merchandise issue gets resolved with the new season launch, SS23, which we have also, you know, done a trade show. We have got all the consumer feedback, customer, our channel partner feedback, which is very strong. W problem will persist till, you know, SS23 gets launched. There could be another quarter wherein you see some lower recovery from W. Aurelia, on the other hand, has grown well, and I think we should continue to see that trajectory there.
Right. Maybe from Q4 onward, we should expect.
Yes.
Yes.
January, February onwards with the new season launch. That is when, you know, this thing should get completely solved.
Right. Anant sir, just one last question on Aurelia Kids. Any commentary you wish to offer?
Yeah. Aurelia Kids has shown very good traction. In fact, you know, the contribution also in the stores where we have put Aurelia Kids, it comes strong. That's a good silo, and we'll continue to build that.
Okay. Sir, that's it from my side, and thank you very much, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Jay Modi from EIML. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I just had one question. It was on the margins front. When we see at the revenue level, we've recovered to pre-COVID levels, yet somehow our margins continue to be much lower than what we've done in the year FY 2020, Q2 FY 2020. Is this predominantly explained by the supply chain issue that you mentioned for W, or is there more to this that the store expansion is weighing down on our cost?
Hi, Jay. This is Amit. I take this question. You know, when we are looking at profitability, you know, and this is something that we have mentioned in our earlier calls, that the revenue at a store channel level have to recover to compensate for any cost increase that has happened at a channel level, right? Rentals may have gone up, store salaries may have gone up. One level of sales increase have to happen at a channel level, and second, at a corporate level also, overall, you know, revenue has to increase to compensate for any cost increases at a corporate level. If you look into our, you know, rental costs, employee costs, overhead, they've also gone over the last 3 years, right? FY 2020 was the pre-COVID period. To answer your question, why we have done better than pre-COVID in terms of total revenue, obviously there is one challenge, Anant explained about, you know, W lagging in terms of recovery. The cost increases are higher than the increase in revenue that has happened in Q2 over pre-COVID number.
Okay.
For the traction needs to be built on the revenue for us to go back to the earlier, you know, profitability numbers.
Fair enough. Internally, do we expect FY 2024 to be the year wherein we can reach this 20% EBITDA margin level, or it will still take us some more time than I mean, the recovery might be delayed beyond 2024?
We don't give guidance on specific numbers, but our historical and, you know, after Ind AS 116, PBT probably is a better number to anyway refer to. If, you know, whatever levels we have done historically, you know, as I mentioned, the sales need to go back to those levels with some, you know, upside coming in from store expansion and otherwise for us to go back to the profitability levels that you're talking about. I don't want to specifically quote whether those numbers will be achieved in FY 2024 or which quarter of FY 2024. Yes, once we reach, start hitting the revenue numbers which again compensate for the cost increases that have happened, then profitability should follow.
Okay, understood. And just one clarification. So with respect to W, you said the revenue is tracking lower, or is the profitability which is lower than what we used to do in the previous years?
So see, in terms of W, is the same store sales recovery which is lagging. And obviously, because a lot of costs are fixed, it has an implication for the margins. But essentially, at a product level, costs are not a challenge at all. It is more to do with revenue.
Understood. Got it. That's helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rakesh Vadhwani from Monarch Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Where do we classify the W brand? Is it into more of a fashion or a regular women wear or office wear, you can say? Because in case of Orenda, I can understand the demand was lesser in Q2 because that was a not a festive period. In Q3 because festive. So I'm just trying to understand why the W is lacking. When we look at all the retailers in India, they have reported growth across all the segments, all the product categories. Why specific with this? I have specific question with the W.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. The management line has got disconnected. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible, please?
Yes.
I repeat my question. Sir, I just wanted to understand your thought process. When we look at our two key brands, one is W, one is Orenda. Orenda, we know it's a very festive-oriented or marriage, like people wear it during marriage and festive. So the demand will be more during Q3 and Q4. But I am still not able to understand why the demand for the W is lesser, like before COVID, because I think I'm more of a regular female wear, office wear, you can say. Because if you look at all the retailers in India that has come up with the results, they have shown results growth with respect to all categories. So can you just throw some light on that?
No, sir. First of all, even W is very, very relevant for festive. So both our brands, W and Aurelia, have a part range which is non-festive, non-occasion wear, and a part range which is occasion wear. So even in the past, W has performed equally well and better. So that's not a question ki whether one is festive and one is non-festive. Wishful is a one brand which is completely occasion wear. So that is more dependent on occasions and non-occasion periods. Now coming to W, as I was explaining, W's recovery has been in line till about Q1. In Q2, when we launched the new range, there was a part of the range wherein probably it was an error of judgment, and in our pursuit to optimize cost, we probably launched some product which didn't resonate very well with the customers. And that's one reason why, you know, W's recovery has lagged. Having said that, W continues to be the highest selling brand across all channel partners. But we have definitely lost the recovery opportunity which could have come. Now, as we move to spring-summer 23, we have rectified most of those issues. And hopefully, one should see W bouncing back strongly. Second, in a fashion business, again, it's not that, you know, this quarter will be a base for next quarter or next season. So consumers pick where they, it's not to say that consumers will pick only from, you know, the last base. So obviously, that W bounce back should happen very strongly once this issue is behind us. I hope that clarifies.
Yes, that's very well and detailed answer. Thank you. So one more question. Has all the expenses have come back to normalcy, like advertising, rental, all the expenses, what we have seen in the quarter 2 and back to normalcy?
Yeah. In fact, in areas like marketing, we have also over-invested because it's after a long time that we are doing that. So obviously, our expenses are slightly higher. All the rent concessions, all the salary cuts, all those things are reversed. So that's all normalized.
Okay. So there will be no sharp increase in the expenses in the coming quarters. Is my understanding correct?
No, I don't think there should be any sharper increase in any of the expenses. So it's more or less in line.
So the expenses that you are seeing in Q2 is a good reflection of what next quarters should be.
Yes, that was my question. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Nihal Jham from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. And good evening to the management. So a couple of questions from my side. First was on this issue that you highlighted for W. Is it a possibility that that could leave us with some stock and high liquidation in the Q4 quarter, given that, as you said, the spring, the monsoon fest would continue and, you know, generally the EOSS happens in that period? And based on initial trends, if you're not seeing a pickup, would that be, you know, one thing that would be a monitorable for you?
So see, Nihal, we'll have to see how the season builds from here on. Luckily, you know, the winter set in and our winter range has nothing to do with the shortcomings that we have seen in the festive range. So hopefully, overall, that part of the business should take off. Coming to the specific inventory silos, obviously, there would be more leftovers because sell-through of those products has been lower. So that will liquidate through online channel and other liquidation channels that we have. There could be some discounting impact, but, you know, given the overall scheme of things, it will not be a very, very significant number.
Understood. Point taken.
Because it's one silo of W. Unfortunately, this is a silo which was present in the peak festive. And because this was more lower price, most of the LFS and all also had a bigger share of that. So I think it was also a lot of to do with the timing issue of those particular silos. Overall, should not be a very big hit, but yes, there could be some increase in discount.
That is helpful. The next question was, you know, on our channel-wise recovery. So while our EBO channel has done pretty well and more or less, you know, come back to pre-COVID, if I look at it on the per store, I noticed that for the LFS, the recovery is obviously still much lower versus the pre-COVID. So any specific points to highlight?
I don't know how you calculated that, Nihal, exactly, but there are a couple of things which I'll just spell out. One, you know, still one of the larger partner of ours is not operational. And those typically were higher throughput stores for us. So probably that is showing an impact on the LFS, which is exactly not a change to recovery, but it is because of part of network being dysfunctional. So that's one. Second, you know, a lot of new stores are also not that high throughput stores, so they are typically lower sales per store kind of numbers. So that is what you would have seen. At an overall SSSG levels, we have seen W EBOs doing better than WLFS, but on Aurelia side, LFS have done equally well. So there's not a material difference there.
Anand, would it be possible then just to give a ballpark sense of the SSG for the LFS format? Because as you said, there's this issue with the unassuming central, whichever it may be, and the fact that a lot of the LFS are coming up in tier 2 and 3 cities, so the mix is not something that is fair for us to, you know, then look at it. Then is it possible just to give a ballpark sense of the SSG versus pre-COVID for the existing LFS?
So,
see,
for that was the kind of number.
I'm so sorry, your line was not clear to me. My apologies. What is the number you said? I got that, sure. Thanks, Amit. Wish you all the best. Sure. Thanks, Amit. I'll come back to you.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vikas from Equirius. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Anand. Good evening, sir. One question from my side. Can you throw some color with respect to the new stores, the new Project Rise stores that you have added? How have these stores done in 2Q in the current quarter?
Sorry, this is with respect to what stores?
The new larger size stores that is under Project Rise. How have the performance of those stores happening in this quarter? That is 2Q. Yeah.
So see, obviously there was an overall issue with some parts of the W range, but these stores, wherever we open, continue to track about 1.5x to 1.75x kind of numbers. So that strategy is playing out really well, and in those stores, the newer categories are also contributing to about 15-odd%. So that those things are playing out well. In fact, we are being more aggressive on that front, and we'll be signing, we are signing more stores out there.
Sure. And sir, one observation from my side means when I compare our 2Q23 performance of our EBOs as a channel versus 2Q of FY20,
while the store network has grown substantially, almost an addition of around 80 stores, with better quality because we did do a lot of rejig into the stores where we shut down the stores during COVID times, and also we have opened up new larger format stores which are higher in terms of throughput. But despite that, our revenue per store trajectory is still either as flattish or a few percentage points lagging than our pre-COVID levels. So is it just restricted to the issue that we face in W, or is it something more to do towards that?
No, see, there are two things. One is obviously what we have said, W, that is a bigger reason. And mm-hmm. second is, for some reason, North has not seen such a sharp recovery. And, you know, compared to many other brands and retailers, our North proportions are slightly higher, the business that comes from there. So a lot of W's big stores are in North, and North somehow, I think, across retailers and brands have been slower. So that is it, but otherwise there's no particular issue. If these issues were not there, you would have seen a decent growth.
Sure. So any reason you would like to highlight as to why, what was the issue that we faced in the North side, or probably other any industry level? What was the issue that will happen?
So see, we have spoken with many brands, retailers and all our partners. I think no one has a clear understanding of why that has happened. It's always a very, very good consumption market. There could be some temporary blip. There could be lower NRI flows, the weather, and there were a lot of disruptions with, you know, the rains and all in parts of UP, Haryana. So there are multiple reasons, but, you know, difficult to pinpoint a particular.
Sure. Understood. And sir, when you highlighted that our sales have not grown to a level in correlation with what our costs have grown, so probably at what in order to achieve the previous margins that we do that we did pre-COVID, what sales level probably would you like to do at a quarterly level to reach those kind of margins back?
See, I think there is no straight answer to this. It's a combination of two things. One, obviously, overall throughput increase. And second, the quality of those sales increase. So, you know, whether it comes from EBO channel, whether it comes from SSSG, or it comes from, you know, online channel, there are a lot of those considerations. So, unfortunately, there is no very direct answer. But if all combination, everything works well, then about 20-25% growth number should get us back to that trajectory. But again, it's a mix of many, many things.
Sure. So, one last request, since we have now, though being in smaller in size, we do not disclose the revenues from the 11 brands. Would you like to quantify what was the revenue that you are doing currently?
So, right now it's a small business. As of now, we would be tracking about, say, 25 odd crores on consumer sales, annual run rate, which we think by year end should at least be 45-50 crores on consumer sales.
Okay. You mean to say secondary sales, right?
Correct. That's right.
Correct. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Santeka, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Sir, you're audible. Please go ahead with your question.
Good evening, madam.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello.
Sir, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Good evening, all.
गुड
इवनिंग सर आपका रेवेन्यू तो बहुत ज्यादा अच्छा बता रहे हैं मगर प्रॉफिट क्यों उतना कम हो गया ईयर ऑन ईयर
सॉरी अंडरस्टूड योर क्वेश्चन करेक्टली
सर ऐसा है कि अभी जो आप रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ देख रहे हैं जो तीन साल में अगर आप खर्चे देखेंगे तो बढ़ गया अगर आप प्री कोविड से कंपेयर कर रहे हैं तो रेवेन्यू कमर्सरेट ग्रोथ नहीं हो पाया अगर आप लास्ट ईयर से देख रहे हैं तो लास्ट ईयर में रेंट कंसेशन थे, सैलरी कट्स थे और मार्केटिंग में इन्वेस्टमेंट कम था, तो वो सब कारणों से आपको लास्ट ईयर के प्रॉफिट से इस साल का प्रॉफिट थोड़ा सा कम दिख रहा है।
फ्यूचर में प्रॉफिट Q3 Q4 कैसा आएंगे सर?
सर फ्यूचर गाइडेंस नहीं देते, सॉरी फॉर दैट, लेकिन अगर सेल्स ग्रोथ ठीक आती है तो बिजनेस फंडामेंटली ग्रॉस मार्जिन एंड ऑल आर इन प्लेस तो वापस रेंट आनी चाहिए।
सर ऐसा नहीं सर, अभी उतना रेवेन्यू आने के बाद प्रॉफिट बहुत कम है ना, लास्ट ईयर रेवेन्यू से 10 मेरे ख्याल से 100 करोड़ रेवेन्यू ज्यादा है, मेरा प्रॉफिट लास्ट ईयर 11 करोड़ से 7.6 करोड़ आ गया।
नहीं सर बिल्कुल आपकी बात ठीक है, वही मैं आपको समझा रहा हूँ, लास्ट ईयर में अगर आप देखेंगे और आपको डिटेल में अलग से भी हम बता देंगे, मेबी इसके बाद आप डिटेल में एक बार आपको हम और समझा देंगे, अगर आप देखिए खर्चों के रेंट में तो लास्ट टाइम रेंट का 17 करोड़ का हमारा कंसेशन था जो इस साल नहीं है, लास्ट टाइम और भी बहुत खर्चे थे जो कोविड टाइम में कटे हुए थे वो वापस आ गए। एक काम कर सकते हैं, आपको हम अलग से और समझा सकते हैं वापस।
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. It looks like that the line for Mr. Sankita has been disconnected. So we move on to the next question.
Okay, we can connect to him later also. So
sure, sir. Yeah. We move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Rajiv B, DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello. Yes, sir. Sir, my question is on... you mentioned initially that there will be increase in discounting, and this is not only for W, this is for the entire piece, is it? Entire portfolio, is it?
No, in fact, if you look at it, even in our Q2 USS, they've been able to manage their discounts well. So I was just answering to a very particular point which Nehal asked about a particular part of the range. So I don't think it was true for the entire range. Entire collection, entire
business. But are you, well, I was actually referring to your opening remarks. So you mentioned something on the discounting, maybe I missed it. But are you seeing any such trends that the discounting portion may have to increase, possibly some slowdown in urban demand? Are you seeing some signs?
Offline, in fact, we have not seen discounting go up, and that's a very, very pleasant news for the entire industry overall. Online, we have seen discounting going up. So online, there's some pressure on discounting, which again was around festive time and all. Offline, frankly, I think industry has really been able to bring down the discount levels from historic highs.
Sure. And sir, on your various brands, are there gross margin differential between the three, so that the incremental, when you know the mix changes in favor of one or the other, there is a you know, part of the gross margin drop can be explained by that.
So they all operate in a tight range. Obviously, there are some differences, but they all usually operate in a tight range. W would be the highest gross margin business for us, followed by other brands. But
yes, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. So gross margins are in a tight range. Obviously, W has the highest gross margins. But others are also close.
Sure. Sir, on the inventory side, how much is raw material out of the inventory which we have in the system right now?
You see, we don't give exact numbers, but typically it's around 20-25. At 20% level should be the current situation.
That is irrespective of whether it's a March ending or September ending or the raw mat portion goes.
It keeps changing. So see, when you are looking at inventory, two things to understand, please. One, we source all our raw material, most of it. So it's RM, it's WIP and it's FG.
Okay.
So depending upon, you know, the where in the, which part of the season we are in, it keeps changing. So typically the range for fabric could be 20-30% and the balance are FG.
Okay. And if you could specify what is the rent outgo for, let's say, Q2 and H1?
Sorry, can you repeat that question, please?
The cumulative rent, you have indicated the variable part of it in the P&L, but what is the cumulative rent outgo for the quarter and first half?
See, currently we are running having a rental rent rate of about 140 odd crores annually.
Okay.
Yeah, Q1, Q2 mostly will be in that zone.
Sure. That's about it. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. One is around W. Over the past few years, we have made investments in the quick replenishment cycle. So just wanted to understand the reason why we could not follow this process in this particular style that didn't do well for us. And going ahead, what are the takeaways that we sort of take from this particular event?
So see, I think, let me just clarify, these are two different processes altogether. So what we do is when we create a new range, we obviously do a trade show, we take all our partners' feedback, we take the multi-brand outlet, LFS, and even this time when we launched W, we did all this. And frankly speaking, we got a much stronger response for W than Aurelia. When it came to the market, again I am reiterating, it was not a design issue. It was more a final outcome of some man-made fabrics and some value additions. We didn't do well. And we took even our partners by surprise. So it's very rare that something like this happens, but it happened unfortunately for a part of the range. The other parts of the range, which were more cottons, which were more rayons, they have done well, and there's a clear difference. So going forward, we'll be following this process. Again, we have corrected these issues of man-made fiber with, you know, certain particular value addition. Obviously, some part will still be there, but mostly it will get resolved. So that is one part. Second, coming to express replenishment. See, express replenishment is about the styles which have done well and how quickly can we refill depth in the stores. So while, you know, this can solve for higher sell-throughs for good selling products, but anyway, whatever limited bet you have taken upfront and the product didn't do well, you still have no recourse to that.
Okay, so
this is the issue
that
we have struggled.
Okay, so just to put it this way, if we wouldn't have this quick replenishment process set in, we would have faced higher losses than what we are seeing as of now.
Yeah, if we would have bought even higher, so loss of sales will happen because also the timing issue that these products are there in the peak festivals. So that is one. I think it was more, what it has saved us is if you would have bought it in even bigger quantities, then obviously the leftover stocks would have been even bigger. So to that extent, it gets solved. Second, also we have to understand one thing clearly that, you know, while express replenishment works very well across the year, in festive period, because the window is so small, that, you know, we don't really overplay this. Because in festive, whatever is selling in Pujo, you have to have it in the stores in Diwali. And frankly, our cycles are about, you know, 4 weeks, 35 days kind of cycles. So in festive, there's a limited utility for that.
So got it, Anand.
Balance of the year, you can work well with it.
Anand, if you can, I'm just trying my luck, if you can call out the quantum of inventory that's there for this particular style, then it would be helpful and sort of help us understand as in what actually will be the impact.
Now see, it's not a particular style, it's some kind of product and season is not over. So obviously, you know, we'll be selling it in the end of season sale also, there's the wedding season also.
Okay.
So we'll take a better view once, you know, the season gets over. I'm just talking about a relative recovery in W. So it's not like, you know, something is completely bombed or this.
Okay. Yeah. And last question from my end, from online perspective, so we have moved to this D2C sort of model where we are taking the inventory, and initial understanding was that since we are sort of handling all the things, we would have better sort of control on discounting that's available on marketplaces. But as you indicated that for online particularly, the discounts have sort of increased. That's, I understand that that is not completely in your hands, but what exactly are you sort of seeing in terms of trends and going ahead in future for online sort of sales?
So, again, what I was saying was more from a market perspective that we have seen discounting going up. Obviously, a big part of the discounting is in our hand, and that's what I mentioned in my opening comment that, you know, we'll be balancing it out. It's not that, you know, discounting is going to shoot out of the roof, but I just thought we should let you all know that probably there would be some trade-off between growth and between managing profitability. So we would definitely control discount and see how it plays out.
Got it, Anand. Thanks a lot for answering
this. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Saurabh Patwa, Quest Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, my question has been answered. Hello?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir, my question has been answered. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rakesh Vadwani, Monarch Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
My question is answered.
Sorry, I can't follow.
I said my questions are answered. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Shreyans J from AK Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sir, just wanted to understand, I'm very new to your company. When you talk about the various channels, so EBO, MBO, and LFS, how does the inventory model work? So once we sell, do we take it back like SOR basis, or it's once sold is doesn't return to us?
Hi, this is Amit. Let me answer this question. So we'll have to see this at a channel level. So let me explain it to you. So when we talk about EBO, you know, again, our EBO channel has multiple parts to it. A larger part of EBO channel is where the stores are operated directly by the company. We call it COCO stores. So obviously in these cases, when I supply the inventory to these stores and eventually we recognize the revenue when the end sale happens to be end consumer, so we have to take the stock back and we keep doing it within the season, but primarily the stock return typically happens after the particular season is over. That is what happens in case of own stores. The another part of EBO channel is franchising network. Again, we have multiple different types of understanding, but given that we don't want any of the exclusive stores to be choked with any inventory which may not get sold, so a larger part of the inventory which is not sold at the end of the season is obviously taken back. If I move to the second channel, which is LFS, second largest channel for us is LFS, large format stores, where we classify all the national chains, whether it is Lifestyle, Shoppers Stop, Pantone, otherwise. There the arrangement is sale or return. So we keep stocking them during the season, and any product which is unsold at the end of the season is returned back. That's the whole understanding of sale or return model. The third offline channel that we have is MBO, where we work through distributors and eventually supply merchandise to mom-and-pop retailers. Then we do take returns, at a quarter level, we keep making return provisioning as well. There, we provide a limited return opportunity. Again, the intent is to not let a happy channel choked because of leftover inventory. So, but the returns that we take is limited to a certain percentage that we agree with the distributor whenever we enter into a commercial arrangement with them. The fourth channel is online. Again, there are two parts to online. One is the direct-to-consumer, where we do the billing directly to the consumer. In that case, whatever returns happens. In case of the second part of online, which is what we call B2B, where we supply the inventory to any partner that we have, there again, it works on a model where we allow a certain percentage of our initial billing to be returned. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that helps. And second is, sir, when we are talking about expansion, so our major focus area is EBO expansion. Am I right?
Yes, our expansion is primarily focused on EBO.
And that would be COCO or FOFO?
See, we want to maintain the mix. So as of date, about 65-70% of our EBO network is COCO, which is managed directly by us. The balance is franchisee. We find it a healthy mix, and going forward, when we look at expansion, we want to maintain the same issue. I'm not talking about specifically one quarter or two, because it will depend on which stores we are opening then. But from a long-term perspective, the current ratio of 65-70 being COCO, the balance being franchisee operated, is what we intend to continue.
So when we do COCO EBO expansion, sir, it entails a lot of capex, right? So I think we've mentioned somewhere in our presentation that we are focusing on an asset-light business model. So in fact, it when you go for an EBO COCO, you are incurring significant capex in terms of store, inventory, manpower. So doesn't that actually make your balance sheet a little bloated than you would want?
Yes, see, if you look into the overall business, you know, we are a brand business, so the COCO stores that we are talking about or the expansion that we are doing through COCO is a small part of the overall business. You know, if you compare it with the retailer, if I can make that example, where most of the investment is done by the retailer itself, in our case, when we look at 100 rupees of revenue, EBOs is only about 40%, and again, COCO is two-thirds of that. So from an overall business perspective, 26% of our business is where we make investment in the stores. The balance is where we operate through partners. Yeah, so that's one point. Second, in our business, you know, there's a, our payback period is relatively less. Typically, when we open a store, the early capex investment that we do, we are able to recover it within a period of around 15 months. So that makes sense for us to invest our own capex.
And what would a normal EBO COCO capex be for one store?
Typically, if you look into a W store, it will be around, let's say, 1,000 or 1,100 square feet. It takes an investment of about 30-odd lakh rupees.
Okay. And just in terms of the three brands, or maybe if I include even 11, just wanted to understand what is the capital employed in each of them. If you could just give us a fair idea, where is most of your working capital and or maybe capital employed blocked in terms of the brands, if I were to understand that?
No, I think we have never shared any such granular details in the past, but for almost all the businesses, the bulk of the investment goes into working capital.
Okay. But sir, I think you mentioned somewhere on the call that W is the highest gross margin for you. But if I'm not wrong, a few years back, I think I was under the understanding that Wishful was the largest ASP in terms of the brand. But am I getting something wrong here? Because from what I understood, Wishful was the highest in terms of ASP, and then you had Aurelia, and then you had W, which was a mass brand that you were trying to create.
No, sir, actually, Wishful is highest ASP, followed by W, followed by Aurelia. So this is how the pecking order is. But the margin that we make on W is higher than others.
Oh, is it because of the volumes, is it?
No. Yeah, volume, distribution, networks, yeah, all those things together. But the cost is also lower in W compared to Wishful.
Okay. All right. That helps, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anant Daga, Managing Director, for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. We take this opportunity to thank you for joining the call. We hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, please do get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Wish you all a very happy festive season. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of TCNS Clothing Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.